I'm ex-Ulster Defence Regiment, having served through Operation Banner, and it's always been my passion to bring this story to the general public, and also for the veterans to come and reflect, remember all of their past service, and make sure the kids of today and tomorrow know what the Operation Banner was all about.
Operation Banner was the operational name for the British Armed Forces operation in Northern Ireland from August 1969 to July 2007. The exhibition is made up of regimental and police uniforms, personal kit, deactivated and replica weapons, all of which would have been worn and used during Operation Banner. What started out as a small collection has now grown huge. So has Colin any favourites?
Oh, well, the obvious answer to that, I think, has got to be that one complete wall of the exhibition is taken up by the Ulster Defence Regiment CGC. It was the largest serving regiment in Northern Ireland for Operation Banner, and some 50,000 souls went through the ranks. And it does play an important part. So that's got to be, for me, the largest focus.
So how long has the museum been in existence?
Basically, the collection has started from just 3 years ago, and it has just snowballed over the course of the 3 years as more and more people got to know about it. It is obviously made up of a lot of artefacts that I've bought and paid for myself, but a substantial amount is through donations from people with a great interest in making sure it's seen.
The variety of memorabilia on display over the past 3 years has become immense and really shows off a fine display of UDR history and many other cap badges too.
We've got a broad cross-section covering a lot of the regiments and corps who served during the period. We cover as much as we can. We have the paras, Royal Engineers, Royal Artillery, RAF, Army Air Corps, right through to the Royal Irish in their service beyond Operation Banner, which does reflect in its totality the skill honed by the regiments and corps that has culminated in the Royal Irish and global conflict. We are more than happy to try and get our hands on more regimental and corps that are not currently represented to make sure that everybody's here. We do what we can to make that happen.
The museum will continue to tour, and Colin hopefully plans to bring the exhibit to London and Edinburgh in the future. For more information, just search for Operation Banner Veterans Museum. This is Andy Asprey for BFBS in Newton Abbey, Northern Ireland.